time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the show today, Thursday, February 12, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I have a severe cold this morning, so we'll do the best we can to get through the show. Hopefully the voice will loosen up here shortly, and we'll get things going. Got a great show lined up for you today. We have a couple of guests. In the second hour, we're going to be speaking with Drew Bourne. He is the founder of 10xvotes.com. We're going to have a good conversation with him about looking up, searching, finding your friends, your neighbors, people that are in your local community, and find out whether they are deemed to be low propensity voters. 2020 presidential election was a big turnout. Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. We all know what happened with it. We're not going to rehash that. But as a result, a lot of Republicans in Michigan, 1.4 million of them, did not bother to vote in 2022's state election, the midterms. Why? Because, well, our vote doesn't count. We have, you know, a political system that is completely screwed up. We got machines that are changing the votes. Why bother? Well, as a result, here in Michigan, we got our butts kicked. It's that simple. Democrats won everything. Supreme Court of Michigan, governor got reelected. Dana Nessel, the attorney general, got reelected. Jocelyn Benson got reelected. And they took the majority from the Republicans in the House, 56 to 54, just by two seats. And they took back control of the Michigan State Senate, something that had not been that way since 1982. For 40 years, the Republicans controlled the state Senate. Well, they flipped it, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. Legislative years of 2023 and 2024 will go down in history as being the worst 2 years of legislation passed and signed into law by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who, thank God, is serving her last term in office, her last year this term. This year is it. 2026, folks, she's done. It is her final year, thank you, God. Well, May 5th is a very important election in the 35th State Senate District because finally, the longest delay in history of calling a special election to replace a vacated seat. We had the primary a week ago, Tuesday, February 3rd. Jason Tunney's going to be on the show from 11:30 with us. And on May 5th, we'll determine whether or not we get gridlock in the state Senate. Right now, it's 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. If Jason gets elected, it's going to be 19 to 19. And we got gridlock in the state Senate and a Republican-controlled majority in the House, 58-52. Well, we're going to talk to Drew Bourne at 10 o'clock, and we're going to have Jason Tunney on at 11. It's going to be a great show. Get your coffee. Get some paper, sit back. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one here on this Thursday, February 12th. Heading into the midterm elections of 2022, a lot of us were absolutely disenfranchised. We did not care about politics We did not care about elections. We didn't even care about voting. And it proved out at the polls. 1.4 million Republicans, known Republicans, did not bother to vote in the state of Michigan in the 2022 midterm elections. Why? Because we knew they cheated. Flat out knew they cheated in 2020. There is no way in heck this senile, old, stumbling, rumbling, stumbling, bumbling idiot Joe Biden beat Donald Trump. The economy was roaring. James Carville's famous political strategist statement to Bill Clinton in the 1990s, still applicable to today. It's all about the economy, stupid. When Donald Trump left office, I'll never forget this. I got done doing this show at noon that November day of 2020. I had signed up to pull an all-nighter down at the TCF Center. I was a poll challenger. I had been credentialed through the Election Integrity Force, not the Republican Party. I didn't have a red credential. I didn't have a blue credential. I had a white credential. That means I was nonpartisan poll challenger. Got down to Detroit, parked on the roof, and went into the TCF Center. I checked in. I got my credential. But prior to getting there, I was out of gas. I had to fill up the Yukon. I stopped in Traverse City and paid $1.85 a gallon. I'll never forget this, clear as day. $1.85 a gallon on the pump. And I filled up the Yukon with 24 gallons of gas. I was literally almost out of gas. Drove straight to the roof of Cobo Hall, TCF Center, went in, started scoping things out, getting a lay of the land, seeing where the media group was, the cameras, because they weren't allowed on the floor, and I ran into Senator Patrick Kobach. Many of you know Pat. When he was a state senator, he served on the election committees the entire 8 years he was in the state Senate. He ran for governor in 2018. I put up more Pat Kobach for governor signs than anybody else volunteering for his campaign, period, end of story. I'm the one that came up with those rear window screens that many of us had. Kobach for governor, that was me. I created those. I invented those. I got those printed up and gave them to Pat's campaign to disseminate to his supporters. We literally had an army of billboards driving around the state of Michigan. Well, this is what we now know happened on that election. And it's happening again this year. Michigan election officials, meaning Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, via her Bureau of Elections Director, Jonathan Brader, ordered clerks to destroy public election records just 7 days after the Board of Canvassers certified the election. It's a known fact. She did it in 2020. She did it in 2022. She did it in 2024, and she's preparing to do it again this year. Now, you have to understand, this is an order, it says? No. It's an instruction, an executive order from the Secretary of State via Jonathan Brader to do this. Well, guess what? You clerks listening out there? Township clerks, county clerks, it doesn't matter. If you have your election on that Tuesday, August 4th, primary, November 3rd, general election, our state election laws say you must canvass and certify your election in your county. That has to be done on the Thursday following the Tuesday election. They may be waiting for military ballots to come in. That's each individual township clerk's decision to do it the way they want. They inform the county clerk, and they put the canvass on hold for up to 7 days. But then, if you follow the executive order issued by Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State's office, and a week later, after your board of canvassers certify your election, you delete those records, you just broke a law. It's a federal law. Why? Because the federal law requires preserving records for 22 months. 22 months after the election. Why 22 months? 2 years less 2 months. Why 22? Because you have another election in 2 years. We just finished the presidential election November 5th, 2024. We have another election November of 2026. So they give you 2 months to erase, delete the entire election, and then put in the ballot information for this year's election. That's why it's 22 months. Well, what do we now know for a fact? What happened in 2020 November presidential election? Nearly 500,000 mismatched votes took place in our state. 90,000 extra absentee ballots were counted. 22,534 mismatched votes happened the same night in Fulton County, Georgia. Both Fulton County, Georgia, and Wayne County, Michigan, Detroit, the clerks waived off on signature verification requirements for absentee ballots. I saw it with my own eyes. Well, what do you mean, Trucker? You saw it with your own eyes. In getting there and starting at 9 o'clock that night, the night shift, the ballots were coming to the tables in the original mailing envelopes. They passed that envelope over to a table of two who sliced it open, and the other person took it out after the slicer lady sliced it open. They took the privacy envelope out, which had the signature on it and a barcode. That person had a little tiny mini iPad with a gun attached to it, a scanner gun, and scanned the barcode. When they scanned the barcode, it pulled up the qualified voter file in the poll book. When you registered to vote, all of us, you sign to do register to vote. You sign the voter registration. That signature is electronically stored in the poll book. They looked at your signature on the outside of your privacy envelope and matched signatures. Then they passed it over to the next person. They took your ballot out. The one lady saved the mailing envelope. The other lady saved the privacy envelope. And the fourth lady unfolded your ballot, smoothed it out flat, and gave it back to the carrier at the table to take up to the tabulator. 9 o'clock at night, our shift started. The bell rang. Start your work. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, midnight, 1 o'clock. 1:30 in the morning, we ran out of ballots. I ran up to Pat Kolbeck and I said, are we done? Wayne County's never done the night of the election. What the heck's going on? I don't know. He yells out on the adjudication stage, okay, everybody, go upstairs and go to dinner. We'll call you back when we're ready. Ready for what? Pat says to me, well, probably more ballots. 1:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, we were downstairs in the counting board area of Detroit at the TCF Center. We were the only ones down there. No workers anywhere in those 139 county boards, which each county board had 8 employees, poll workers. hired to count and to process the ballots. 3:30 in the morning, all of a sudden, it started getting cold in there. And I said to Pat, I said, what the heck's going on? Did they turn off the HVAC? We looked in the back. The barn doors had been slid back, and there were those infamous vehicles. Those three vehicles, remember the black car, the two vans? Bringing in boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of ballots. However, there were no envelopes. If you don't have a mailing envelope, how do you know it was mailed or put in a drop box? Number two, where's the privacy envelope with the signature on it? They stopped signature verification. Why? Because those ballots, folks, were pristine flat, had never been folded, and they were laser printed. They weren't marked individually with ballpoint pens. They were printed. I saw them with my own eyes. Well, that happened in Fulton County, Georgia. It happened in other places. And the bottom line is, it could happen again this year. Why? Because Jocelyn Benson, our Secretary of State, is running for governor. She will be the Democrats' nominee. She will be on the ballot. But at the same time, her office is going to be in charge of overseeing our elections. What could possibly go wrong? Well, here's what we saw. Late night ballot surges with no chain of custody. It happened in Fulton County. It happened in other places. Folks, if you clerks delete your election data 7 days after you canvass this election, you are in violation of U.S. Code 52, subsection 801A through I. And it's not isolated, folks. Not only did it happen here in Michigan, Detroit, Wayne County, it happened in Fulton County, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And it has potentially the ability to happen again this year. However, they tried to do it in 2024. And guess what? It didn't work. Kamala Harris was such a horrible candidate, number one, and Donald Trump had talked about this the entire campaign. Let's make this election too big to rig. Too big to rig. Well, have you heard of the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, folks, lately? No, you haven't. You know why? Donald Trump won the national popular vote, 81 million votes. The largest number of votes in the history of the United States presidential election ever for one candidate. We need to make this happen again in November this year. This midterm election, Donald Trump and his economic policies will be on the ballot. When you file your income tax return and you get double back the amount you did last year and start spending it, gas prices coming down, things that are going to be happening. We need to get out the vote. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's